But then we might also be comforted by remembering that there is an alternative Christian tradition to the Franciscan friars. Benedictine monks don't travel around. They very specifically don't travel around. People always think that monks take vows of poverty, chastity and obedience. They don't. They actually take a vow of stability, to stay in the same place. Their commitment is to their community, to make a little world of love and peace, of forgiveness and reconciliation within the walls of their own monastery. Now that perhaps is something that we can all have a go at, to turn our own homes or our own communities into little worlds of love and peace, of forgiveness and reconciliation. Little places of love and peace into which we can invite those who are travelling more light than we are, just as in this morning's gospel, the disciples were urged to seek out homes that will welcome them. Maybe when we hear the gospel, that's where we locate ourselves, in those who have homes, and welcome others into them, into our worlds of forgiveness and reconciliation. But even if you're a Benedictine, a welcoming householder, stuff is still an issue. Possessions, belongings, all that clobber. For the last 3 months, we've been in the interesting position of not really being able to add quite so much to our personal piles of stuff because the shops have been shut. And with non-essential shops set to reopen tomorrow, this is a good moment to take stock of what it's been like not to be able to shop for things other than, of course, on the internet. How much did we really miss it? Did the acquisition of stuff have to play as big a part in our lives, did we find, as it used to before the lockdown? And if we got used to doing without so much shopping, is that a non-shopping habit that we can continue? Or, on the other hand, is it our patriotic duty to get the economy back on the move by getting back into the habit of acquiring stuff? And how does that short-term duty to boost the economy, if it is one, square with our long-term responsibility to safeguard the finite natural resources of our planet, not to hand on to future generations an earth so depleted that it has become uninhabitable? These are big questions. And even if we aren't going to come anywhere near the radicalism of Jesus when he sends out the 12 in this morning's gospel, this moment, when the shop doors are about to reopen, is a good moment for us to think about our relationship with stuff, with the stuff that we already have, and with our habits of acquiring more. The lockdown has made us look afresh at many things. We've had to explore to different extents in our different conditions, solitariness and self-isolation, grief and loss, what role offices have to play in our working lives, how we pray and worship together, how important a hug is, how important hairdressers and barbers are, whether children really can thrive without classrooms and playgrounds, what it is in the end that really matters to us. These are important questions that we've been living with. And as we inch our way, step by cautious step, towards a new normality, we take these questions with us. Some things we will perhaps decide to do more of. Other things we will decide to do less. Surely the greatest of these is love. Perhaps, Jesus tells us in this morning's gospel, the least of these is stuff.